ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। यस्टरडे बाबा, द वन हु मेक्स अवर लाइफ लाइक अ डायमंड, valuable, beautiful, solid, sparkling. It is said God is beyond limitations, unlimited in every aspect. He has not a physical form, but he has many forms, means he expresses himself in many different ways. He gives the experience of him, of all relationships. And this experience becomes such a deep imprint on our heart that it remains throughout the whole cycle. And especially the experience of childhood are so deep that no matter how old one becomes in age, the childhood experience from the parents, from the family, leaves a deep mark on personality. So Baba tells us, sweet children, lovely children, special children. What did he see the speciality in us? What did you notice? And what did we experience? I think all of us experience almost the same. For me it was just like a chocolate bar you have. All of you have tasted chocolate? And you have a big bar of chocolate. Has many nuts and interesting many flavor in same chocolate. From whichever side you taste the chocolate, what will you notice? What will you experience? Sweet. And what will be the new experience? Because it's a chocolate with a variety nuts, every time a crunchy nut comes on the teeth with sweetness, that special taste is also tasted. And so yesterday not only we experienced Baba's sweetness, but he also experienced our sweetness. But he's so expert in expressing his love. And we children, though we are very loving, great love, deep search, long search, do we also express the same love? So open? Or we hesitate? Do we express this? Or we feel, I am not sure. I know Baba is knowledgeful. I know Baba is very loveful. But what we generally hear from some of Baba's children, I do experience Baba's knowledge, but I don't think I have experienced His love. Is it? Am I right? Some of you have this experience, that you experience Baba's love, and those who say, I have experienced knowledge but not so much love. Gradually, a little bit hesitation, right? But have experienced love. In fact, His knowledge is love for us. He knows us and expresses. That is His love. And yesterday, it was a very special gathering. A beautiful evening. Where He displayed the exhibition, what He saw, the pictures of each one's heart. A very beautiful painter. He painted the feelings of our hearts. And of course appreciated the love that children have, appreciated that all of do come here, we eat together, we hear Murli together, we have a spiritual conversation together. But why when we are in Madhuban, it's a special gathering? Why it is called special? We hear Murli in Madhuban as well. We hear Murli at the centers also. We read Murli also with great love. The focus, the purpose is the same. We have all come to meet our beloved. And He acknowledged it's a meeting of the children and the parents. And there is a difference between the experience and expression of the love of the parents and children. We have been singing on the path of bhakti also, you are my mother and father. In Hindi, it's a very beautiful prayer. While in other religions, not necessary all relationships are expressed. And it is right. Because not in all religions, all experiences are experienced. Some do not even believe, or they don't feel it is right to call God the Father. They call only God Master, and we are servants. Others call God the Father, not the Mother. Buddhists do not even believe in God. So if we look at different religions' concepts of God, all relationships are experienced by those who had, at this confluence age, had a good relationship with the father, the mother, not only father and mother, but with the teacher. Of course, many people believe God, the creator, the seed, and God, the creator, the seed, gives the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end. Living seed, as He spoke yesterday. He can only He can give the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end. But if the Creator knows the creation, the children do not know the complete, accurate biography of the parents. Parents tell the stories of their own to the children and grandchildren. And if we don't have this relationship of the parents, then we hear the story of our parents to someone else, from uncles or granduncle or neighbors or friends of our parents. So in the same way, later on people who hear, they don't have this direct experience and expression. And we are so lucky that we, all of us, have come here with the same purpose, to celebrate the meeting with Baba. And this celebration, as a diamond celebration, beautiful celebration, lovely celebration of Deep Raj, the King of the Lights and the Queen of the Lights. Lights, not only lights, but the King of Deepak's lights gives us the same feeling of love. And the beauty is that each one, no one feels that I am feeling less and other one is feeling more. Everyone from the heart feels Baba loves me. And Baba loves every child. So what Baba was seeing, the light of love in everyone's heart. If the light of love when is lit in everyone's heart, that is what is, he says it is Diwali, it is the festival of light. Deep Mala, Diwali, means it's not only just the light, but it is just that one light is connected with the other light, and it is a wonderful way of realizing in this light of love. Is enlightenment of relationship. This light of love was so powerful. What he could see? What did he see yesterday? All the thoughts, all the feelings, all the emotions, all the complaints, all the conversation was not incognito. He said he could. It is recorded in us that we have been repeating and he has been revising. It is recorded because it is in our... All this becomes fresh when Baba is in front of us. The memories become fresh because experience becomes fresh. And so he could read on our face. The face became screen for him. So what he was watching... He was seeing film of all of us. Our film, which was going on, and interesting that so many sitting here in front of him, and each one's film is different. Each one's internal conversation is totally different. I don't think what I was talking, of course the purpose is the same. It's a celebration of meeting. But he says, each one, each individual has a totally different way of expression. And it is so real, it is the proof of the relationship he gave. It's not the bhakti. Why I want to emphasize this? He was emphasizing again and again, so many are here, each individual has a different feeling, and Baba is able to read everyone's face, but face is not visible. Face became invisible and film became visible. And he was able to read it and he was able to see it. And that's why he says, if you make the photograph of it, it's so entertaining, it's so amazing, so beautiful, and also so enjoyable. You continue to see it. He says, in Hindi, it was, dekhte hi reh jao, means you enjoy so much. So, such a fast film, and the beauty of that is, that nowadays, okay, means in advanced technology, the film is such, or all the technology, that something is very far. When we were children, we could see this kaleidoscope or whatever it is called. Very far thing, distance can come near. You can say, with microscope, you can see the small thing very big. But he could bring that very far seated children and see them so clear, so close. So what he was acknowledging, that from the heart we were near at that time. Doesn't matter how far somebody is sitting. So we need to carry this gift with us, so when we go back, we don't lose this relationship of closeness. It means that if I am where I am, like yesterday he said, not only just sitting in the hall, you are sitting in your centers, sitting outside, sitting in a corner somewhere, but everyone is seated on a beautiful soft corner that Baba has, on the corner of Baba's heart, or in the... I said, no, we are not sitting in the corner. Maybe some are sitting in the corner, but then your beauty and power is that from the corner you bring us in the core of your heart. Not sitting in the corner of the heart. Your beauty is because you can, if you can bring those who are far in different countries, you can bring them in front of us. So it doesn't matter wherever we are seated, we are core of your heart. The core of the being, just like a soul, the self, living, so we are seated on your heart throne. And so this is why this relationship of the beloved and lovers, generally, it's a loyalty, very loyal relationship, faithful relationship. And so Baba is once again making us aware how deep this beautiful relationship is there. And all of us can experience at this moment, because this vibrations of all belonging to one. This experience of belonging finishes all the longing for meeting. Belonging finishes the longing. If I don't surrender myself and make myself belong to it, so even if I would be sitting there, I still will be feeling blocked. And so he was giving very clear again and again. It's so beautiful. And so I thought he has created, what my experience at that time, okay, you have opened a beauty parlor as well. A beauty parlor. That no matter whatever, there must be some spot here and there in our personality, because we are still on the way of perfection, becoming free from defects, free from weaknesses, free from vices, free from mistakes. And this, you are not seeing that spot, no? That's why you say, doesn't matter if it's dark or not dark, or it is whatever the form or color is, but he is seeing the beauty. It is this vision of his love is acceptance, appreciation and belonging. This was in his emphasizing again and again, no matter whatever we are, we belong to him. And appreciating in whatever way, whatever relationship. Some might be perhaps were not experiencing when this lover and beloved, the king of the lights, or the queens of the lights, or the sparkling diamonds, but just the children and the parents. And that is also very special, because this pure heart also opens to express whatever my wish is. It's not demand, it's not begging, but it is just Baba is able to know what the feeling, what the wishes of my children are. And through innocence, God is the Lord of innocence, Lord of the poor, blesser of the poor. And so doesn't matter, still there were some very ordinary one. What did he say? Are not ordinary. Ordinary are extraordinary. Doesn't matter if the body is not so powerful. Especially he said, the elderly do not have so strong legs. But when they come to meet Baba, they get legs. They get extra power. So it means the courage, the enthusiasm of meeting. The old become young. Enthusiasm and love makes forget the pain of the body. And so he could, was this acknowledgement itself, acknowledging this. So it means what he was teaching, what we were offering, the children were offering and expressing, he was appreciating it. So what we learned from him, what Baba is offering us, we need to appreciate. We should appreciate. And that appreciation opens the heart. Appreciation opens the heart. And imagine how big, unlimited heart he has. And then each his heart becomes like every individual sitting is an island, has its own world in it. Each individual has its own, whatever the stories are, whatever the feelings are, whatever conversation and situation is with Baba, one is able to share very honestly. and the relationship of a friend. He said that some are meeting as friends. So friend is very open. And Baba could see, read the openness of the heart. You don't hide anything from your friend. From parents still, one can feel little bit shy, little bit hesitant. What would my parents think? But from a friend, you don't hide anything. And so this friendship, Baba came as a friend. So it means that we take this friendship. See, why Baba is expressing? It was enough to just absorb the drishti. He had taken the picture through drishti. His camera is so powerful. It is from no matter how far we are, it brings closer and takes the picture. And he is keeping us, he says that everyone is the star of Baba's eyes, the light of Baba's eyes. But then relationship, this friend, companion, is missed all the time. Company, companion, I'm not alone. Baba is my companion. And his company is giving the courage, encouragement. He was coloring us with his color. So it was not only he said it is Diwali, but it was also Holi. Diwali, but we played the Holi. Holi also played with them. The cake was also cut for the Holi. But main thing was the conversation that he had. He could feel what we need. Of course, hall is very small. Hall was small, but heart very big. And small time, in short time, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, is it short? In reality, the deep experience of meditation, of what versions of Baba touches our heart, or the realization that comes in us, it's not for hours. It's only for a second. Split second it is called. That deep feeling, so if I am aware that is not long is not needed, long time is not needed. Maybe worldly way, long time it is considered, it might be long. But we can sit there and hours if we are not open. We are not able to absorb that. So we can absorb only as Baba did not see. His expression of love was no matter whatever we come with. And he knows us. He did not keep that expression because some of us, because of this knowing Baba is the supreme surgeon might be expressing their sickness and their weakness as well. Baba is the supreme judge as well. Please forgive me. I made a mistake, and mistake would be also present. Because there is a variety, he says. So many different conversations are going on. And as a surgeon, as a doctor, as a healer, so he could certainly would have seen that we are asking for our bhakti sanskaras are also there. God is in front of me and it's a wonderful opportunity. Please forgive me. I have made this mistake. I think, I am not sure, that in this loveful ocean of love, even this guilt had also washed away, because his love is so powerful that it's not necessary that love makes you feel any kind of what mistakes we made. Love, waves of God's love, his just powerful spray of spirituality, pure good wishes, vision, makes us forget what we had done. But still, bhakti sanskaras sometime emerge. But he did not see that. He did not mention, in early days, Baba used to give a lot of love. A lot of love. Speaking, continual singing praise. And I felt it is just like, because Brahmin many rarely came to really to be free, to be purified. And that we have come to Baba, to the purifier, to take the power. And so what he would sometime do is just like, you know this, before the operation, you give the anesthesia. Anesthesia it is called, right? Anesthesius gives anesthesia. And then does the operation. Right? And take the disease away. But it was today, yesterday was not any kind of correction or this. It was only just with the powerful love, removing all what our past was. Just love, love, love. And that made the souls let go. Let go. His love. Wah, wah, make us fly. Wah, Baba. Wah, Baba. Wah, children. And in Hindi, when you say wah, wah, wah is hawa. Hawa means air. Go away. Wah, wah, wah. Hawa is light. Happy. And so made us, created self-respect in us. So it is very subtle way of his love. This is the difference between the Laukik love of the parents and their supreme love, pure love, unlimited love, is let go, past. So what we are carrying from this love? Let go. What Baba is seeing us with, go this flow. And open yourself. As Baba himself said, Baba knows what you want, even the physical needs. What we need internally, what we want, that he knows. But so, like on a corporeal world, is incorporeal, is meeting in the corporeal form. A vyakti is meeting in the sakar. And it was conversation, just like with sakar Baba. Children, Baba knows that you have come from distance. It is not so easy. You would have seen, perhaps you had come, have seen comfortable journey, not comfortable journey, accommodation comfortable or not, food eating, because it's to feed 30,000s. Accommodation facilities are limited, and yet Baba still knows what children need. He's open. Baba says, yes, whatever is possible, Baba knows it will be done. So, in the same way, what Baba is expecting from us, open to learn. Openness to bring more and more the way He wants us to progress. This not keeping any more heaviness in us. Going with lightness, being with lightness. Open heart opens many doors, many opportunities. Then we are able to have the same vision of ourselves as He has. Then we are able to experience the love that He has for us. We are able to have love for ourselves. Our vision will also change for ourselves. We can also see what is our divine, perfect, pure inner beauty, because He's giving us a very powerful mirror. So He has opened a beauty parlor, so let me just be ready. And in a very interesting way He said, you're experiencing the love you are experiencing. What you are offering, what you don't have to offer either, but nature is helping you. The weather is helping you to just water. What it means? not all the fans were there. Fan, because in front there were some fan, but I don't think that all everywhere there was fan. So certainly sweating, many were sweating. So what it is? It's like the beauty parlor first washes the face, no? Does not put the color, does not make the beauty without washing it away. So what you are giving, just little bit of water is going away. And I thought it's not only water, but dehydration that we had been, it is de-intoxication, no? Detoxifying all whatever was inside him. This Baba's encouragement of no matter what our situation is, adjustment, tolerance, that helps us to enjoy this atmosphere of love. So compare of this unlimited love, what is this little bit of heat waves or little bit of not so fresh air when 25,000 are sitting so close to each other. And so this is entertaining way of accepting adjusting. And it is true that if, for example, a big place is created, huge place, an open air, Baba speaks, He can tell us, He told us that it would not be so neither easy to hear, not so easy to see. If 100,000 are sitting together, an open air, might be when the need is there, a big tent may be put because according to the present situation, it is such, but the new land is needed, that place is also needed. But whatever it is now, let us enjoy now, not thinking of the future, but just enjoy now. That is what. And this is why he asked, are you happy with the meeting? What the way you are meeting now? You raised, all of you raised your hand. All of you have raised hand. That even it is a short time, but it is enough. In short time, other day I said, when we are really open, it does not take long to fill ourselves. It's His love makes us, helps us to open ourselves. And this openness, it means that I'm not blocking myself. I'm not heavy. I'm not remembering what had been in the past, but that what Baba is opening me in the present. So when I am present in front of Baba, I am able to absorb or receive the presence that Baba gives. And in short time, we can take a lot. I gave the example other day. For example, if there is a source of water, a river, a pond, a lake, or ocean, you have a woolen blanket, or a woolen shawl, or sweater wearing. You open it, and you put it in water. How long it will take to soak the water? How long will it take? Hours? Months? Years? It will soak itself in this water, what is in the ocean, what is in the pond. And not only will soak itself, it will bring, it is so water that wherever it moves, it is sprinkling water. It is giving water to others. And if a stone is kept in the water for 6 months, for 6 years, for 60 years, long time, what will happen? Yes, the corners with the waves of water will become smooth. Change will take place, definitely. Change will take place, but it will not bring what is in that water resource, water in reservoir. So we have come here to fill ourselves in short time. And this is why Baba says, in fact, it looks small time. It is not small. It is not less time. It is more time. It's a question, plenty time is a question of filling. And it is not possible, he answered the question from everyone's heart. We used to have drishti. There was a time, I think he read this on the face. Baba, only would be so beautiful, no? Other people had this chance, they could come on the stage, had drishti for a minute. Can I not just also, you can open this again, this application or wish? He could read that. And he answered, is it possible now? If so many individuals come and take drishti or meet individual everyone. So his from a distance, is drishti so powerful? Like the rays of the sun are touching everyone. It's a question of how much I am there, not covering myself with many covers, not keeping myself in a cell or in underground somewhere. So question of receiving and filling myself with all the power that Baba is giving me. So this is why it's very important to take all the power from Baba, or the exhibition he saw, the beautiful pictures he painted. We will carry this picture, or it was Baba see and we could not see. The picture he painted, it's an eternal, whatever God has seen. This picture is imperishable. Do I believe this? Do we believe this? So if Baba has seen my love, I should not doubt my love. So we create this again and again and again, and also understand the facts of the time. It's not possible that now Baba also has to see the capacity of the chariot as well. And so seeing the power of the incorporeal and also limitation of our own facilities, so appreciating whatever we have received. And this appreciation opens the heart, and Baba will come again. He said, no, if you are happy to meet like this, make the program like as you are making again. So this is what, because all of us said, yes, we are happy. We don't want to stop meeting. We are happy to meet as we are meeting. Instead of not meeting at all, why not meet this meeting? And whatever everyone will say, yes, I have come, met Baba directly. It's a face-to-face meeting. This is a direct meeting. Baba is sitting in front of me and giving me the certificate of whatever I am offering according to my capacity. So even this, when he is appreciating, I should also appreciate what Baba has given. So this will keep our relationship with Baba as a friend, as a companion, as our beloved, as our child, and also at the same time just become a detached observer as well. One point he said is companion is a sati and sakshi. Sakshi means just a detached observer observing yourself again and again, that you have this company and companionship. Company and companionship, when I am observing it again and again, then this company will become present again and I will be able to absorb that love. And it will become eternal relationship. And so that's why his love is giving the message of let go of the past. Open yourself. Have the same vision as Baba has our vision. And experience this forever. Ever and ever. It's called love. L-O-V-E. Yesterday was what was Murli, was the expression of the love of the beloved, the expression of the love of the father, the expression of the love of a friend, the expression of a love of who wants to see us ever beautiful. And so again and again emerge that seen, and it will become eternal love. It will stay forever. So, eternal love, everlasting love. There are some other aspects as well. Baba is Baba. And Baba means incorporeal, ever incorporeal. Why he's become Baba? Father, mother, for me, Baba. And you see, one time he spoke with this, exactly with the same feeling, Baba. With the love he felt, and he, in German, in Gujarati language, Ba means mother. Even an old person with love say, "Hey, Ba, Ma, mother," and Ba, Ba, father. And so, as Ba, mother, he doesn't mind what had been in the past. We played with dirt, we played with dust, we made ourselves ugly and dirty. He accepts and washes it. But Baba, he doesn't want us to be just careless. He wants us, now don't make us dirty now, because then Baba, God, has become Father and making me powerful and making me realize that now I don't this mistake whatever I have made again. This promise will keep our love eternal. The Father wants always better than himself. So Baba is perfect. Baba is complete, and so he wants us to become complete, perfect, like himself. And so when love begets love, if really we love him, we offer our love. This beauty he has seen, we keep it, and not only we keep it, we enhance it, increase it, and so that this remains for not only just now in a Madhuban only, but all the time, and also because this beauty, this sanskaras will carry in the golden age of purity. So what he was expressing, love in the form of purity, beauty. Ugliness is impurity. Purity is beauty. Purity is divinity. Purity is shining. Purity is respectful. Purity is appreciated. In God's vision, as Satguru, as father, as teacher, all relationships, then is experienced his love. So lovely celebration. And concert. Did you sing the song now? Heard the song, Baba singing? And we sang the song. So it was a beautiful concert, singing song, dancing together with Baba, sparkling beautiful light, beauty parlor, everything we experienced yesterday. What else we need? Satisfied? And when you have the Murli, you will have the Murli in your own hand, you will be able to explore many other aspects as well. Means find in this other aspects in the Murli as well. According to time, I will finish it here now, because now we will meditate for an hour. Let us just dive deep in this ocean of love. swim in the ocean of love. And the swing he offered yesterday, you saw, he said, you remember? Beautiful swing they are swinging. He saw swinging. Swinging is not, it's not a question of swing goes up and down, but nobody said it's fluctuating. Right? So it's a balance, blissful, receiving love, offering love, being faithful, maintaining the faith that God has in us, appreciating Him and believing that His appreciation is real for me. Then we will swing in the swing of supersensual joy. Om Shanti. Thank you.